Good morning. Rise and shine and give God the glory. It is Wednesday, April the 22nd in the year of our Lord 2026. I'm John David Walt, and this is your wake-up call. Let's dive in. Wake up, sleeper. Rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Jesus, we belong to you, and we're praying in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, today's entry is entitled, Are You Aware of Your Inner Being? And our text is Ephesians chapter 3, verses 14 to 17. Hear now the word of the Lord. For this reason, I kneel before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth derives its name. I pray that out of his glorious riches, he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. The word of the Lord. Now consider this. Today we come to one of the most powerful prayers in all of the Bible. If ever we wanted to be in agreement with a prayer, this is it. It's amazing to consider that we have a prayer right out of the prayer book of a first century apostle of Jesus Christ. In this prayer, Paul practically diagrams how our relationship with God works. For this reason, I kneel. First of all, note Paul's posture. When is the last time you knelt outside of a church service for prayer? Kneeling takes prayer to a whole new level. No pun intended. Kneeling gets our prayers out of our heads, brings our posture into alignment with ultimate reality, communicates humility, conveys respect, and otherwise signals a visible movement of faith in an unseen reality. Kneeling gets prayer out of our heads and into our bodies. It's temple work. Okay, keep going. For this reason I kneel before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth derives its name. It strikes me that for Paul, the gospel is for everyone or it is for no one. God is the Father of all or of none. Every family is every family. The Father is not Paul's truth in the way that someone else's God could be their truth too. The scope of the gospel is the whole world, Jews and Gentiles, even in heaven and on earth, every family. Drive down the street of your neighborhood today, every single house, realize every family under heaven receives its, what does he say? From whom every family in heaven and on earth derives its name. every single household. Just put your hand out the window and extend it toward every house that you drive by in your neighborhood today and just say, yes, Jesus, that is your family. Just begin to declare it. The Lord will lead you. Let's keep going. I pray that out of his glorious riches. Now we come to the prayer. He appeals to the vast reserves of the heavenly realms. Paul is praying for a transfer of divine wealth from an account in heaven to an account on earth. With a few swipes and clicks on my phone, I can transfer money from one account to another, right? to my four kids. I'm always transferring money from my account into theirs. Are you feeling me out there? Who's transferring money into my account? God is. Well, maybe not. Well, yeah, I was going to say maybe not physical money, but yeah. It all comes from God. So Paul's praying for the movement of divine currency. I pray that out of his glorious riches, he's praying for the movement of divine currency from God to people. Here's how it moves. Here, let's keep going. I pray that out of his glorious riches, he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being. Now, note the three prepositional phrases, okay? You never get past grammar class. With power, that's number one. Through his Spirit, that's number two. In your inner being, that's number three. Our tendency as broken human beings is just the opposite. It's more like with resolve through our spirit in our outer persona. Left to ourselves, we always gravitate toward image management. We care most about our outer appearance. The true and real life God created for us is all about our inner being, not our outer appearance. Our tendency is to ask God to use his power to impact our external world and affairs. This prayer articulates a different way and to a different end. Okay? I pray that he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being, keep going, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts. If I examine my own prayers, I find they tend to ask God to be the great actor and intervener in the world. I spend a lot of energy asking God to do things, change things, and otherwise save the day. Paul's interest seems to be different. It's more about God working in and through his people. God wills to indwell the inmost being of people, filling us with his Spirit and forming within us the very image, the person of Jesus Christ. Remember the secret? The secret we learned back in Jesus asking from Maxie, the secret is simply this, Christ in you. That's what the Holy Spirit's doing, forming Christ so that Christ may dwell in our hearts. The next line, through faith. All right. I think this may be the most misunderstood and misappropriated element of the prayer. I once heard someone define faith as believing something you know is not true. Remember, leap of faith. It's like you just gotta jump out there. You know it's against all odds, so you're just gonna take a leap of faith. Faith does not mean hoping something is true. Faith is not mere assent to the truth of something. Faith is movemental activity. It is visible reliance on an unseen reality. We could go to Hebrews 11. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. The best and most compelling example of faith, of course, is Jesus himself. Through the life of Jesus, as revealed in the Gospels, God shows us what he intends to do for us and in us and through us. You look at Jesus, and there you see it. That's what God intends to do for us, in us, and through us. Faith, get this, faith is the Holy Spirit-infused realm of human activity by which the awakening movement of divine grace moves in the world. It is the touch point and interface between heaven and earth. Okay, can I read that again? Faith is the Holy Spirit-infused realm of human activity by which the awakening movement of divine grace moves in the world. It is the touch point and interface between heaven and earth. Man, let's pray. Abba, Father, we thank you for your Son, Jesus, who not only walks on water, but calls us out of our boats, who not only heals, but would make us healers in his name, who not only multiplies fishes and loaves, but would multiply the gift of our lives. We want, I want to move in a new way and level of faith. Show us what this means. What in me must decrease so that faith in you might increase? We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, even as I was praying that last line, what in me must decrease? What in you must decrease so that faith in Jesus might increase? You know what it is? It's fear. It's fear. I think I've shared it before here. I know I have. We will have just 0 to 10, okay? I'm going to ask you, like, what's your level of fear? What's your level of faith right now? You can think about a particular situation. You can say, I'm feeling about a 7 in faith, and I'm feeling about an 8 in fear. Okay. The truth, if you're feeling an 8 in fear, it doesn't matter what you feel in faith. You got a 2 in faith. This is a zero-sum game. Fear and faith cannot coexist. If you've got a level 3 of fear, you got a level 7 of faith. Think about that today, because what has to decrease for faith to increase is fear. It's the bottom line. It is fear. That is what keeps us from taking the risk of faith. All right, we got to finish. Journal prompts today. Which one of the phrases from today's text most challenges you? And why? And what do you make of this distinction between our outer persona and our inner being? And to what extent do you live with awareness that you have an inner being? Finally, how are you challenged by this definition of, quote, through faith in today's reflection? My gosh, there's so much to deal with here today. so much to ponder and reflect on. I'm looking outside my Monty, my air conditioner, my HVAC man is showing up here, and I haven't even sung the hymn yet. You know, it's good news, gang. We just got air conditioning and heat here in the seed house. We've been working in the cold of winter and the sweat of summer, and we got a couple of those mini splits put in. We're trying to be economical about it, but praise God, we've got it. And he's about to come in and show me how to use it. So I'm trying to think of what can we sing here. I got a song I'd like to lead us in. It's not in our hymnal. It's a little song called In the Secret. I'll put the words in the email today. Maybe you'll remember them. It's kind of a chorus. But I think about it because this prayer that we're going over today, it's meant to take us into the secret, quiet place. And that it's in the inmost being. This is this place within us. Sometimes I call it the flux capacitor. You may remember from the Jesus asking material. This is the place where this is the Holy of Holies. This inmost place, this inmost being, this is a divine interface that is in our core. And we got to get in touch with that. That's the secret place. This is where Jesus meets with us. And when the church is the gathering of each one of us, meeting at that place, at the inmost being, connecting with each other into a temple together, rising up, and Ephesians will say back in chapter 2. So let's sing. In the secret, in the quiet place, in the stillness, you are there. In the secret, in the quiet hour, I wait only for you. 'Cause I want to know you more. I want to know you. I want to hear your voice. I want to know you more. And I want to touch you. I want to see your face. I want to know you more. I am reaching for the highest goal, that I might receive the prize. Pressing onward, pushing every hindrance aside, out of my way, 'cause I want to know you more. Just sing it to him. I want to know you. I want to hear your voice. I want to know you more. And I want to touch you. I want to see your face. I want to know you more. Well, we're out of time this morning. I want you to keep singing that song today. Sing it from the inmost place. That's where, so right, I pray that out of his glorious riches, he would strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your heart through faith. Guys, that is revelation, okay? Don't think you got it. just think you're beginning to get it more. Live with that today. Walk with that today. This is the secret. It's right there in the prayer. We know He answers this prayer. And even our meeting here this morning together with Jesus is through faith. This is happening. I sense it in myself. I sense it in you. This is the miracle. This is how awakening happens, moves, and spreads. Okay, I got to let you go. Monty is waiting patiently at the door. Okay? So, for the awakening, I'm J.D. Walt. I'm bringing Dad back later this week. I'll see you on the field.